This is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast, exploring business and outsourcing mastery. Let's do it. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator Podcast. Today, I'm really excited to be joined by Paul Higgins again. Paul joined us in episode number 157 and also 163. So if you want to listen to his backstory and also about build, live, give, then go back to those episodes. Today, though, we deep dive, we speak more broadly to Paul. We talk about outsourcing, we talk about business, we talk about the future of business and where it's all going. So really interesting conversation. I certainly learned a lot. So if you want to know any more about Paul or get the show notes, then go to outsourceaccelerator.com/167. Enjoy. Hi, and welcome back, everybody. Again, I'm super excited to be talking to Paul Higgins of Build, Live, Give. Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm great, Derek. Good to be on the show again.
Yeah, so it's great to have you. You're in Melbourne. I'm in Manila. It's really one world these days. And you have a good corporate background. I'm going to get you to introduce yourself, but I got you back today so that we can talk about the future of business, the future of outsourcing, the future of work as we know it, because as I think we're all sort of becoming more aware, everything is really changing and it's changing so fast now. So it's great to have you back on. And I suppose initially, can you just introduce yourself and how you got to be running Build, Live, Give?
Yeah, thanks, Derek. So in short, I spent 18 years at Coca-Cola and it was a brilliant career. Just, you know, the amount of global exposure, but also working locally with small businesses was amazing. And then I've got an inherited condition which was getting worse, and my specialist basically said, look, you know, you can either have kidney failure in 12 months or 5 years. Which one do you want? I said, five, thank you. And she said, great, well, you're going to have to give up your corporate job and stop, you know, flying around the world and stressing. And I said, okay. So I did that in 2011 and then made a series of brilliant adventures into multiple things. But the overall theme was helping small businesses grow. And that then led me to create a community called Build, Live, Give to help people that have left corporate for whatever reasons. Mine was health. For other people, it's other reasons, but who want to, you know, really build their dream business. They want to have freedom. They want to take control. They want to live a great life, and they also want to give back. So that's the community we have, and you know, outsourcing is certainly a key component of what we do to underpin people living that lifestyle.
Fantastic. And I, you know, we've had a couple of podcasts already, but I didn't realize the inherited condition was so severe. So is there quite a sort of shorter time span on it? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look. So fortunately, I'm into my seventh year. So I beat the odds. You know, I've basically done everything or most things right. But yeah, I've just waiting on a kidney transplant. So I should be getting one hopefully at the end of the year. Five of my best friends have all stuck their hand up, and one in particular is looking to donate a kidney, which is an amazing thing. I'm so grateful. But if that's successful, I'll have to have a kidney out, wait 3 months till that heals, and then get another one in. But look, you know, the great thing is it's not life threatening, but what it was for me was life changing. I would not be here talking to you today. I would still be in some jet, waking up at, you know, 4 a.m. to get a flight, missing all my family events, all of the things that came with being a corporate high flyer and director. You know, if it wasn't for this illness, I wouldn't be here. So I'm really grateful in that. But I can't wait to be able to have a beer and with my mates once I finally get the kidney in.
Yeah, that's incredible, isn't it? It's amazing you see the silver lining from that cloud. And again, you know, we've previously spoken about the power of networking and community in business, but that really is a show of, you know, the incredible power of community, isn't it? When you have, you know, your community giving you a kidney, it's incredible.
Yeah, and I think you know, that's what we're about in Build, Live, Give is actually, you know, making sure that you've got that lifestyle you want. So, you know, for me, yes, money is important, but once you've got a certain level, and certainly, you know, we've been lucky in corporate where I've made some good investments, I've got that there, but now it's really about living. So it's living with my family, taking my family overseas, being able to do those things. I think that's the memories that mean more to me than just making more money, and also giving back. You know, I sort of give back to help my charity. I also give back with the local football club. For the world listeners, that's Australian Football Rules. If you ever want to see a great game, I highly recommend it. But, you know, doing things like that, that just makes me feel great. And when you help a customer or help someone and you can actually see the change that that's had in their life, I think that's so much more fulfilling where, you know, yes, I love working for Coke, but selling another can of sugary soft drink, you know, that, you know, that wasn't what I was put on the earth to do.
And you said, you know, your doctor advised you to leave it because of the stress. You know, I can certainly see that when you're in business by yourself, you can control your own hours. You're obviously around your family a hell of a lot more. But I suppose, you know, in a very short answer, what is more stressful, the corporate or a startup, you know, in your experience?
Look, I think... I think some of the stress in corporate, I think, is harder to change because you're relying upon so many more people, whereas I think you definitely have stress in your small business, and I certainly had years of that, but I think you can get help a lot easier because a lot of it you can change quickly because a lot of it's got to do with you, whereas I know, you know, if I had a CEO that had a particular direction, so I was going along fine and I thought, you know, that's the way we're traveling, and they'd come in and completely change the goalposts overnight and, you know, have a completely different culture, there's not much I could do about that. But I think if you get the right communities and then get the right support, I think it's much better running your own business because you know, you do have a lot more freedom than what you do in corporate.
Yeah, incredible. I think that's big for humanity, or you know, to feel good about yourself. You need control, don't you? And I think if you don't have an aspect of control in your life, it really can have a lot of knock-on effects. But okay, and then so you know, let's bring it back to outsourcing for our audience. But you've had a lot of involvement in outsourcing. You're advising people, you know, to start on their business journey, to accelerate that business journey into success a lot earlier. One of those major functions is outsourcing, but also I think, you know, one of your kind of major teachings is to kind of embrace the new economy and the new world. Where do you see all of this economy evolving? Because the only thing that's certain is that it's quickly evolving, isn't it? You know, like the pace of change is getting faster. Things are, you know, changing on a kind of 6 month scale instead of a 10-year scale now. I suppose, you know, where do you see all this going, and how on earth can you coach people when things are changing so quickly?
Yeah, look, great questions. And I was at a presentation the other day which talked about between now and 2031 we'll have the most technology that humans have ever seen introduced. And I'm thinking, well, I just, you know, look at how much I've seen in the last 10 years, just to think that, you know, that's nothing compared to what's coming ahead. So, you know, I think it's a brilliant and exciting time to be here, but there will be a lot of change. And that's why I think that you've got to have an agile model. And I listen to about 3 hours of podcasts a day at 2.5 times speed. Yeah. So I'm constantly listening to, you know, what's happening in venture capital, what's happening in the world, what are the big trends, and then bringing that to my community. And I think you know, I've got a choice. You could do that yourself, or you could join a community like mine where I'm doing that on your behalf. But I think you need someone giving you up-to-date information because it does change so quickly. Plus, I also think you need to tap in to global experts, and that's where I think outsourcing is brilliant, because you can tap in and use people's expertise around the world rather than just relying on the person that's local. Like, that's fine that someone three doors down can do a particular skill, but if they're not the best in the world and they're not learning and staying on the actual cutting edge themselves, well, then they're not the right person, but you can find that person. So I think, you know, you've got to make sure that, or for me, I think that's why outsourcing is so critical, because we all know it's going to change. It's going to change rapidly. I don't think anyone can really predict what's going to happen with AI, with cryptocurrency. There's so many variables that are going to come up, but I think, you know, getting in the right communities and getting people to help you through that, I think is really important.
It's huge, isn't it? Because things are just changing so fast, and they call it the idiot tax. That, you know, you could learn stuff, you'll make a few mistakes, it'll cost you a lot of money, it'll take you a couple of years, or you can fast track that and get a bit of coaching, you know, and sort of be mentored by a community where they're keeping abreast. Because it's just, you know, it's incredible. I heard the other day on a podcast actually that it was only 10 years ago that Google and Facebook, well, 10 years ago, there wasn't Google advertising and there wasn't Facebook advertising. And now those two companies alone take more than 50% share of worldwide advertising overall. You know, so it's just incredible that the whole route to market, or the way that you reach out to a market, has changed in a decade, you know, and none of those skill sets were there. None of that appreciation was there just 10 years ago. It's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think governments, like, you know, in this presentation, they talked about, you know, sort of the death of government and the death of institutions and corporations. And you're right, there's a couple of powerful players that I think, you know, are here for some time. But, you know, the ones that have been historically around for a long time and haven't moved quickly and been adaptive are getting eaten very quick. So you know, I think people thought that it would be very stable working in a large corporate. And, you know, they got a job for life, where I think, you know, now and even more so in the future, that won't be the case. And those businesses or industries that are struggling will lay off people, unfortunately. And what we want to do is provide people an option as that's happening to actually say, well, come and join the global economy of people working from home. There's never been more credit cards online ever. There's going to be more options for you if you're an expert to earn income. Come and take control. Come and do that, rather than sitting and being in what is perceived to be a very stable job, where I think for a lot of those stable jobs, they will disappear in the next 10 to 15 years.
Yeah, and those jobs, they're sort of stable until they're not, yeah, and then you're gone, and it's often better to make hay before while the sun's shining, and you know, wait until you kind of turfed out and you got to reinvent yourself in a day. It's it really is changing so fast, isn't it? And I suppose, you know, to put you on the spot, then, what do you think of what is the future? Because we talk about outsourcing, that is employment. People are worried about employment. There's also artificial intelligence. What is employment going to look like in 10, 20 years from now?
Yeah, look, I think there'll be a lot more machine to machine. So where there's a white collar role currently that is just processing, I think that'll change. So if I look at Coca-Cola, for example, you know, when I first was on my father first worked back in the early 70s on a production line, there was, I don't know, pick a number, but for every bottle of Coke, there was 10 people, you know. Wow. Now, you know, you walk into a factory and it's all automated, it's all robotic, and there's hardly a person there other than, you know, some people sitting there overseeing things, etc. So, you know, it might have gone from 1,000 people down to 5 people in that plant. I think the same thing will happen in work environments. Now, that didn't mean that through that industrial revolution and, you know, robotics and manufacturing, so people went and found other jobs. So I don't think the total job will be displaced, and I'm actually pro all this technology, so I think it'll mean things are brilliant. Like, for example, with Watson, you know, there was 600 cancer patients that were incorrectly diagnosed by humans, because, you know, we make mistakes. That's you know, that's cool. But now with Watson, they can say, well, actually, here's 600 people that we can save their lives. So I think, you know, there's enormous benefits of it, and then, you know, doctors will just morph into doing something else or doing higher research or something. So I think, you know, as humans, we should be embracing the technology, but it will be different. And if you're sitting in a job where you really look at it and think, well, God, I'm just doing the same thing repetitive every day, and there's not much uniqueness, and, you know, I think if you're sitting in a role like that, I would be concerned. But if you're constantly developing yourself, you're constantly learning, and you want to move quickly with the pace of change, I think you should be very excited by the opportunities that are coming forward.
Yeah, it's incredible, isn't it? And you mentioned, you know, the Coca-Cola factory, and it's gone down to 5 people managing an entire plant. We get, you know, Outsource Accelerator get a lot of kickback from people that are more conservative, saying that outsourcing is taking jobs. And it's really not, you know, and I sort of try and tell people, look at robotics, look at manufacturing. And, you know, you now get entire car factories that would have hired entire towns of people. And now you're, you know, making entire cars with one or two people pressing one or two buttons. The impact of robotics and machinery, you know, and washing machines, for example, obviously don't take any human input now, whereas it previously it used to be by hand. There's just a huge shift in what we consider work, isn't there? You know, and it won't stop. One of the things is that it is inevitable, and it just won't stop. But yeah, incredible change. Yeah,
and we used to always have a simple analogy at Coke that, you know, you spend 80% of the time looking through the front mirror of a car when you're driving, not 20% looking in the rear vision mirror. And I think, you know, that analogy applies, you know, in this, like a lot of people try to defend the past and it's, you know, look at history, that just doesn't work. So I think you've got to embrace the change. And I do think outsourcing and technology is definitely a key business benefit. So I think if you're not taking that up, you're effectively, I think, looking in the rear view mirror. And I know some people will get really offended by that, but I remember in 1993, Nokia came into Coke and they had a mobile phone, and they said, on a mobile phone, in 20 years' time, you'll be doing these things. You'll go and open your car, and you'll open your car, you'll, you know, et cetera. And a lot of people in the room said, that'll never happen and blah, blah, blah. Well, look at – it wasn't Nokia, unfortunately, but look at what Apple and what you can do with your phone now. So I think, you know, it's going to happen, and just embrace it and be comfortable at the pace you're going to change, but certainly change, because if you don't, someone else will, and then there'll be opportunity for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you say, it's about building the community around you, which also kind of buffers you from that change and keeps you abreast of it. Yeah. So, thank you so much, Paul. Incredible insight. And if people want to reach out to you or get in touch with Build, Live, Give, how can they do that?
Yeah, so they can go to the website, buildlivegive.com, and also they can check me on my LinkedIn profile, which is Paul Higgins 555.
Fantastic. And of course, all of that will be in the show notes. Thank you so much, Paul.
My pleasure. Thanks, Derek.
Okay, that was Paul Higgins of Build, Live, Give. If you want to get in touch with Paul or know any more about Build, Live, Give, then go to our show notes, which is at outsourceaccelerator.com/167. And of course, if you want to reach out to us, if you want to get in touch, then just email us at ask@outsourceaccelerator.com. See you next time.